I just saw a survey that showed where 30% of kids under the age of 4 years old have a TV in their room. Granted that mom and dad want their child not to feel deprived. No one, not even kidless me, wants a maladaptive, potentially hostile punk menacing his or her fellow preschoolers because of a deliberately imposed TV deficiency. Plus, it's a great solution for a two-year-old's fear of the dark. Boogeyman under the bed? Believe me, he'll pale in comparison to the nightly news. I remember sitting in front of our first TV, a small box on metal legs with a rabbit ear antenna on top, waiting for Howdy Doody to come on down in the pre-dawn living room while we stared at the Indian Chief test signal. TV didn't program 24/7 back then. No, it had the decency to sign off at 11 or midnight, let your brain defuzz a while. Us kids would sneak a flashlight under the covers and read a book, at least until the old man came in and told us to go to sleep. Obviously 30% of you don't find anything wrong with parking a TV in the nursery. But I do. It feels like the scene in Invasion of the Body Snatchers where the parents, who've been snatched already, put the space pod under their kids' beds. Somehow I doubt the tots are watching PBS. More likely they're tuning into 30 commercials an hour, making mental notes for what cereal to whine for, or what candy bar, or toy, or the car they'll want at 16. Might as well join us adults in the consumer nation. Plus, it's a great babysitter. Don't worry about attention deficiency when they reach 6. They'll have a computer by then. Tomorrow I'll probably see the study that 50% of kids under 7 have their own credit card. Just order up what they want with their iPhone and have it delivered overnight. Call now. Our advertisers are standing by.